All right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast NBA Podcast. My name is Keith. I'm here as always with my buddies Chuck and John.
Aloha.
Hey.
Dear listeners, we should let you know, we like to let you know when this happens. We are actually recording in the morning.
Post-breakfast.
Post-breakfast, actually for some.
In theory.
Right. It is so early, I have not had any breakfast, just the cup of coffee. And to really set the scene for our listeners, John and Chuck, as happened last time we had a breakfast recording, are not well.
Extremely intoxicated.
I'm still drunk.
They had a big night, so since...
You can't be hungover if you're still drunk.
Nope.
That's right. At least one of you, hopefully, was not still drunk when they drove over here.
We Ubered.
That's good.
Ubered.
Got that 9 a.m. Uber.
I plead the fifth.
Right.
Fifth?
I'm not going to incriminate myself. The reason we're hungover, however, is because we were at the party in which we won an award for the podcast.
Yeah. A party to which I was not invited.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Nashville scene.
I took it up with them.
We did.
Apparently, an invitation was sent to my address that I never received.
That's actually an incredibly believable explanation.
Yeah.
They're busy, and they kind of invented an award for us. So.
Best sports podcast in Nashville, you guys.
We did. I think we beat out a guy who uses his answering machine to review Vanderbilt basketball.
I know exactly who we beat out. It's Christopher Martel's Nashville Predators podcast, which sucks.
Oh, we're coming at you.
Oh, we don't need to start any rivals.
Nah, we're trying to get
beef. Well, actually, we should, because they do not want to make an enemy of us.
Nope.
Twitter beef. Yeah, you guys are really good at the internet. So
we'll come at you.
I will accidentally post from my girlfriend's account. Brian.
right. You're trying to start a fight, and you're like, wait, I'm logged in. This is not me. That's why we don't share actually our Twitter login with John.
Yes. No.
Chuck has it, not John.
I don't have it. I routinely accidentally repost from our own Facebook account.
Right.
When I'm trying to share from my Facebook account.
But to be real, that's really hard. Facebook has made it about as hard as possible.
Facebook is fascinatingly labyrinthine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why it's so hard to use.
You're so old.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Just
look at the thing before you hit post, and there are things that'll tell you to do things. You'll be fine.
Chuck, you're the youngest. You're the baby of this group, you know things.
I'm easily overwhelmed. Like, ProBasketballTalk.com's redesign is one of the worst things that's ever happened to me.
Oh, even though I think about basketball year-round, it takes me at least like a solid week of practicing NBA.com stats page to remember how to find the things I want. All right, so since you guys had the big night, did you breakfast before you made it over here?
I made sure. Chuck actually stayed at my house last night.
Well, that's responsible.
That's how prepared we were for this.
I brought a shack pack.
Yes.
You know, had a toothbrush, some lube. I'm sorry. No, it's for my...
Do you always bring lube when you spend the night at John's house?
Just at my house.
Okay.
Just at my house.
All right, fair enough.
But on the way here, I got my patented girlfriend thinks I'm fat protein drink.
Yeah.
And I was the bigger man.
Is that a probiotic?
Yes.
All right.
And it has vitamins. I took the bullet. I had the disgusting blueberry one and gave Chuck the delicious mango one.
Put me back in my childhood in Miami.
Oh.
Eating mangoes on the rooftops. Tomama. Yeah. Really, we ate dinner. Well, breakfast. We were at McDonald's at about 3-something in the morning.
You had a huge breakfast
with
at McDonald's.
An Armenian Uber driver who loved us. By the way, who didn't love us?
I have a far different retelling of events. Chuck thought this guy was our best friend. I gave him 1 star on Lyft.
Oh,
and
no.
Left a negative review.
This is the wrong guy. No, the guy who brought us to McDonald's was a gem. The one who brought us home was an evil piece of crap.
Yeah, he was a white guy.
The Armenian guy was pretty cool.
Okay.
That's like a
rule of thumb.
So this is what John's doing while we're at the McDonald's drive-thru. He goes, I'm doing this. I go, what are you doing, John? I'm doing this. He orders $33 worth of breakfast food.
I don't eat fast food at
all. Oatmeal and hotcakes and McGriddles.
I know McDonald's has gone to they're serving their breakfast all day, but aren't some items still just breakfast only?
Well, this is late night menu, so you're talking
so late night menu counts,
right? So okay. They do have like dollar menu breakfast stuff. So he did everything that was on the dollar menu.
My griddles were ordered.
The hot cakes, $33.
But that's a fun challenge.
I found the, all
not the, when you're paying for it. I'm paying for his stupid joke.
Now that's funny, Chuck. I'm sorry. that's always funny.
I only ordered things that were on the menu that were funny to say out loud. There was like and eggs.
Apple turnover.
It was just like and eggs, $100. But yeah.
Do you know how much weight?
And then we got up there and costs? Chuck's like, I need to cancel like that most of that.
Well, it was gonna be a waste for it. We ordered it and no one ate it.
It was the negotiation.
Oh, you canceled it on moral grounds?
Yeah. Well, and so then the manager comes, and John's got both of his feet out of the window yelling at her, keep them, keep them. And I'm like, ma'am, don't listen to him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Keep him. That to hit him directly in his nutsack.
We weren't.
To shut him up.
This award went right to my head.
Actually, I was going to say, we weren't doing apologies yet because we're not on real format yet. But do we need to go ahead and transition into a breakfast in bed apology for anyone at McDonald's?
Yes.
I refuse to apologize. So you're going to have to apologize on my behalf.
Dear night shift drive-in manager, we at McDonald's on Gallatin Road, we are sorry. From the bottom, I am sorry for this piece of crap that I brought to your establishment at a very odd hour of the
night. I gave you the mango protein drink.
This doesn't make up for that.
Let's put it in perspective. Were you guys worse or better than the UConn student demanding his jalapeno mac and cheese?
I think we're talking same ballpark.
Oh no.
He was insufferable.
The UConn student being tackled by the chef and then the police coming is like the most satisfying ending to a film I've seen maybe in my lifetime.
I think they should give him life in prison.
I don't know what that makes me. I'm very liberal/progressive in my politics. I saw that guy. I'm like, lock him up.
I'm against the death penalty until now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's, again, our big warm-up. Sorry for any sniffles or any other kind of gross noises. We're doing our best to do a morning. Also, I'm not a morning person, even though my life has changed.
This is the earliest I've been up in calendar years.
Yeah. I'm still not
getting him out of
used
bed.
To the mornings.
I literally had to take a spatula and pry him
is
out
that what,
of his...
Is that what the loop was for?
Yeah, that's what it was for.
All right, let's move. Let's move to the sport we love and cover most of the time, the NBA. Let's do our steak and eggs. What's the best thing that you've seen in the last week?
Chuckles.
Guys, Derek Fisher.
This is opening a big can.
I know nothing about this. I didn't want to know. I wanted to find out on air live. So please tell
me. So, yeah, Derek Fisher getting in them skins with Matt Barnes.
Tell me exactly what happened. I need context.
Okay, so they're in L.A.
Lower Alabama.
Well, so we need to say this is during training camp for the Knicks.
Right.
Derek Fisher flies to Los Angeles to his children are there.
Right.
And also his girlfriend. His girlfriend happens to be Matt Barnes' current Grizzly estranged wife. They're right. Separated. Matt Barnes is in Santa Barbara with the Grizzlies in training camp.
Right.
And apparently...
Man, Derek Fisher is the worst.
Matt Barnes' children with his estranged wife call, and they're young. I think they're like, they're children.
Six.
Okay, they're six. So yeah. They call Matt Barnes and are saying, hey, Daddy Derek's over here. Mm-hmm. And Matt Barnes gets in his car, drives 100 miles, and physically assaults.
Yeah.
Breaks laws. Oh, no charges have been pressed.
Well, look.
That we know yet.
Look, everybody knows Derek Fisher will take a charge. We ain't pressing no damn charges because he's from the streets. So I would just like the idea.
That's a morning joke, John. John's making a face. He did not enjoy that.
He ain't no snitch. I just like the idea of Matt Barnes putting on a diaper and like driving 100 miles.
Oh yeah, he's doing the NASA, the astronaut.
He's the astronaut drive, and he's wearing Depends.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to stop to pee.
He can get there as fast as possible.
It took me a second to get that, but now I
approve. Yeah, you're there. It's you know, like a 2008 pop culture reference.
Right.
I'm just glad that Matt Barnes is a Memphis Grizzly.
Right.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I mean, this is a horrifying story. One, as a Grizzlies fan myself, it's kind of fun to be in the national media.
Yeah.
Like
very rare.
We just signed this guy. Oh, we're now in the national every sports talk. Although I'm seeing a lot of headlines that's like ex Laker Matt Barnes. Like they can't even bring it to themselves to print Grizzly.
Grizzly. Yeah.
But apparently Matt Barnes texted
Vancouver Grizzly Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes texted to his friend, quote, "I kicked his ass from the backyard to the front room and spit in her face." So
this is I mean,
holy shnikes.
This is in the New York Times report.
It is Daily dark News. I mean, this is domestic abuse. This is assault. Uh-huh. This is him controlling his, you know, this woman. However,
can't be swayed to care.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's too funny.
If domestic violence can be funny.
I'm with you. So
this woman could date anyone in the world. God, she's magnificently wealthy. She's a reality TV star, and she still chooses to date another.
So I will say,
washed up, terrible NBA player.
You guys probably missed this morning. Deadspin.
I like Deadpiece better. Yeah.
Deadspin actually wrote like a moral high horse story of like showing all the sports writers who made fun of this situation and were like, guys, this is domestic violence.
Yeah,
and I'm like, come on, we understand the world is terrible. This is hilarious. This is a millionaire NBA player driving to fight a millionaire NBA coach who's dating a probably millionaire reality star.
Deadspin did this?
Deadspin. And I mean, honestly,
of all the people to get on a high horse.
It was a weird moral high horse.
Get down off that filly. But, I'm pretty sure I watched like a woman fall down the stairs on Deadspin yesterday.
Right.
Like what in the Sam Hill?
If we can't laugh at these millionaire players and their domestic squabbles. I mean, I'm glad no one was injured,
but you can't show up again if you're Derek Fisher. The house that Matt Barnes effectively ended that, because those 2 6-year-old kids are going to be laughing at him every time he walks in the door.
For the record, throwing this down, do the Knicks come to Memphis this year?
We got a road trip.
It's January.
I may be getting a big head after the award winning podcast,
right?
But I am one of the greatest hecklers of all time.
We need front row seats.
The signs.
David Lee's parents tried to get me thrown out of a game. I will end Derek Fisher.
So you can make the moral argument that, you know, adults should date whoever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Not even going into the, you know, like you shouldn't date your friends or teammates. Ex whoever's. If you're an NBA coach, it feels like maybe you shouldn't date an NBA player's legal wife.
Right, as it stands.
It's just kind of weird. It sets up stuff in the future to be weird, it seems like.
Let's do a caveat. Delonte West can date whomever's mother he wants.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because he's Delonte West.
Well, what this has really inspired me to do is write a script based on the Bill Bellamy movie.
How to be a player.
We'll call it How to Be a Player Coach. No, I'm very excited about that.
That's great. It's almost hard to move away from this, but
I don't want to leave.
I don't want to leave. This is like the most mainstream thing also we've ever done, because this is like a mainstream story that is to us just
hilarious.
Tickles us.
Anything that leads to Delonte West and his motorcycle full of shotguns is a good thing.
Or Bill Bellamy.
Yeah. I saw Bill Bellamy once in Nashville. He was somehow filming a reality show, and I just went, why would anyone want to follow
him? Did you heckle him?
Around?
Have you did you make a sign?
I believe I may have heckled him.
Heckled him.
Good looking guy.
That's great. I'll go ahead and do my steak and eggs.
Okay.
My steak and eggs is past Grizzly John Lure posterized. DeMarcus Cousins. Boogie Cousins got a face full of John the Badger.
Ooh, so great.
Is this going to be another instance of a Memphis player who could not look worse as a basketball player going somewhere else and being competent?
It's the Ed Davis syndrome.
It's the Quincy Pondexter. The Grievous Vasquez. Although he looked fine as a Grizzly. I'm still sore about that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think this was, if you recall... I know it seems like a lifetime ago. John Lure would from time to time just dunk on people.
Oh, sure.
Like double pump, dunk on you.
He has that lift. He gets up there.
Yeah.
But
you have to remember, he literally has no other discernible skills.
Right. He is a shooter who is very hesitant to pull the trigger.
Right.
But hey, he has this now for all time.
But Boogie goes down after that, dunks on
there's
him.
Nothing,
and
there's nothing.
The next play.
There's nothing Boogie can do to get it back. You know, okay. like when you get dunked on by John Lure, it doesn't matter that you dunk and one on him later. You're supposed to.
Right.
You're Boogie Cousins, and that's John Lure.
Right. Right. But yeah. He immediately did it, and
it's
he goes, yeah.
It's a zero-sum game for Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
You know John Lure, as he was dunking the old Big Ten basketball.
Yep. John, you got any steak and eggs?
My best of the week is, do as I say, not as I do. Actually, don't take any of my advice. Preseason NBA gambling.
All right. Is it working out for you, or you're glad it's back?
I just want to point out that Vegas doesn't care. They aren't looking. They don't care.
But they will take your bets.
I do this thing where I look up how much the tickets to the game are.
Okay.
And then that tells you which team wants to win. For instance, the Raptors just played a game in Vancouver. It was sold out. Cheapest upper bowl seats were $55. To compare, Jazz Lakers, most popular team in the NBA. Jazz, there is nothing else to do. $5.
These games are in Honolulu.
Right.
They were only $5?
Yeah, $7 actually.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fun time, right?
So
those teams clearly don't care. Vegas doesn't realize the Raptors clearly want to win this game. Yeah. It's a special attraction. Raptors, heavy underdogs. Raptors won by like 30 damn points.
Who do you have in the Grizzlies Maccabi Haifa game?
Man, I'm
StubHub lower bowl $5.
I'm actually furious about this Grizzlies game. If you're going to play an international team, play one of the good ones.
Play one that has maybe a ex NBA player,
somebody,
or has like an NBA prospect.
Hell, there are NBA player like former Grizzlies that could come back.
As a Memphis Grizzlies season ticket holder, I also...
Could you even sell that ticket?
I also am outraged. I was genuinely ecstatic to get like 15% of my ticket price, you know, in this game. Like, that is a ridiculous game. Anyway, that's not our worst. Let's move to the worsts.
I will do my worst.
Yeah. What's your cream of wheat? Worst of week.
Also preseason gambling. Don't do it.
You can still lose.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, you have no idea who's going to be in the games.
I have.
Who's playing what minutes?
You're like, I hope Jared Cunningham closes because he's actually not bad for a fringe roster player.
Mm-hmm. I have watched a ton of preseason basketball as much as my cable package will allow me, and it is horrific.
Yeah. So speaking of cable packages, my worst of week, cream of wheat, is the ongoing buffoonery of Comcast and Xfinity. Comcast does not understand that the season has started and games are available. Mm-hmm. So everyone is trying to buy League Pass and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, this is not, you're out of season. And to which you're like, no, there's actually games on right now.
We need to watch that Maccabi game against the Grizzlies.
Right. So I've had my Comcast file, they've written like belligerent, you know, customer. Like, mm-hmm. they know.
You're red flagged.
I'm red flagged in the system.
When you call somebody, immediately sighs.
Yeah. So
thank you for calling.
I think communicated with Comcast like each of the last 6 days. Just, you know, I'm driving to work. Like, you know what? Don't have any podcasts I'm listening. I'm going to call Comcast. And I call them and I'm like, hey, I'm trying to buy the NBA package. There's games being televised. So the first few people, it was before they were televising games, but the games were on NBA.com. And then you try to explain to the person, no, I have to buy this. And they're like, well, it doesn't happen until the 24th. Like, no, the season happens. So then when they actually started, like, Comcast is trolling us. They are, air quotes, televising, in air quotes, games, but they're blacked out.
Right.
So, like, I called Comcast the other night and was just like, hey, like, there's games on right now. I'm telling you, like, on channel 7, like 1772, you are televising a game, but you're not. And there's no way to purchase it. Mm-hmm. Do you understand that? And this lady is like,
what?
This lady says, so who's playing? Can you tell me who's playing? And I'm like, the Bulls and the Bucks are playing.
That's a Midwestern show.
And so she's like, okay, have you looked to see if it's available online? I'm like, no. To watch it online, I have to buy it from Comcast. And she's like, oh, I found it right here. I found it right here. It's ChristianMonitor.com. I said, ma'am, that's an illegal stream. Like, yes, you Googled it. Like, I said, I'm yes. Okay, truth be told, I'm watching the game right now on my computer. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm watching it illegally. Yeah. I'm watching.
Ma'am, that's an illegal stream.
I said, I'm watching that. And honestly, this was the first person I talked to.
Somehow your politeness was made you a bigger asshole just then.
That is one of my calling cards, John. So we're like, I'm in there, and this actually flustered her. And this was the first person I talked to who seemed to be English first language, mm-hmm. and understood what the NBA was.
Right.
But yeah, she clearly had just Googled it and was like, I found a link to watch it. And I'm like, right. And she got clearly flustered once I said, that's a pirated stream. Like, yes, I'm watching that. Like, I am watching it. You know,
it's like calling the water company and then having them go to someone's backyard for a creek.
So we're still. I honestly think that this won't help to watch the games, to log into League Pass and to watch it on, like, you know, my Xbox or whatever, or my iPhone. However, I think if I'd bought MLS,
right?
If I'd bought MLS Direct Kick, I'm pretty sure I'd have those channels.
Yeah,
because it used to.
I'll give you my login.
It used to be.
I'm the only MLS Direct Kick subscriber.
It used to be with Comcast, even though that they're terrible and that they don't show all the games in HD. Until this year, if you bought League Pass, you also had MLS Direct Kick because you had all those like 700 channels. Like, and so I would watch, you know, MLS games. But anyway, that's my worst. Chuck, you got a cream of wheat?
Yeah. Shabazz Napier against the who, by the way, if you haven't paid attention, Shabazz Napier is not playing for the Miami Heat anymore. We got him for LeBron.
That's what we call addition by subtraction.
I heard LeBron thought he was the best point guard prospects.
Oh my god! Some,
it would be crazy not to
draft him. LeBron also pays someone to cut up his food. So
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah. And he uses a Sharpie on his forehead. Allegedly,
the boozer.
He's got a boozer pen.
The boozer pen.
Derek Williams.
Shabazz Napier with a really killer clutch, you know, buzzer beater three to beat the Heat.
Revenge game.
A couple miles north here in Louisville, we missed the game.
I dispute the notion of using clutch as an adjective in a preseason game.
You're right. However, it was at the
because
end of the game.
I would say because Austin Day was on fire in the fourth quarter for the Cavs.
But yeah, and I'm just, you know, that's just the way it works for me as a Heat fan, man.
You feel scorned.
They just come. They don't do anything, and then they leave, man, and then they're the best. It's been that way since Vashawn Leonard.
Oh, Vashawn Leonard reference. Onions!
He never missed.
Never. I've never seen Vashawn Leonard miss a three-pointer in my life.
He made 100% of his threes.
All right, so those were our bests and our worsts. Okay, so we're going to jump in now for the rest of the show and do what we did last week. This is part two of I Can't Believe They're Not Better.
Better?
We're going to go through the Western Conference teams this week and look at the moves they've made since the season ended for their roster and just try to answer the question, because most teams go into the season thinking they're optimistic. They feel like we're getting better. It's preseason. Everyone feels good. Everyone's saying, oh, Vince Carter's healthy. He'll be good this year. Fan bases are all wildly misled.
Mistakes were made.
So we will go through these teams and we'll just try to answer the question, are they better?
Butter.
Or perhaps
parquet.
Not butter. All right, let's start in the Southwest Division. We'll do this. The Dallas Mavericks last year went 50-32. I see you guys trying to hold in your McDonald's breakfasts right now. Are they
with the first pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select.
Well, let's not be silly. But they are worse.
Straight margarine.
They have lost a lot. They have done their complete roster overhaul every year for several years. This feels like the year it really gets overwhelming that they can't plug it in. They've got some holes on the wings. like Wesley Matthews is not healthy. Chandler Parsons is returning from injury. We don't know how ready he's going to be or how sharp he's going to be. And that says nothing of the gaping, mawing, yawning hole at center.
It's hard to make the losses of Amari Stoudemire and Tyson Chandler seem gaping, mawing. But when you replace it with Samuel Dalembert.
Well, JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee.
I do not acknowledge JaVale McGee's presence. I know you don't acknowledge
it, but it's effectively the same thing.
Yeah. He hasn't even played. Is he healthy?
If he can get on the court.
I haven't caught a preseason. I don't know if he's actually...
No, I think he's like still grounded by his parents.
The only thing holding this team together is going to be can Rick Carlisle's magic, you know, get them...
Well, that's it.
And back like, to being where to is, decent. Can he get what... Blood from the stone, water from the stone.
Water from the stone.
Well, between the John Jenkins stone.
Between these roster moves and finding out that the pseudo billionaire from Silicon Valley was based on Mark Cuban, I have lost all faith that Mark Cuban has ever like. I think he's just a lucky person. He's just a lucky person.
Yeah, he lucked into all of it. All right, but I mean. Darren Williams, if he can squeeze any amount of anything,
I feel like
then they're okay.
I feel like Carlisle can hook him up to the rejuvenation machine or something.
Right.
And honestly, after following the DeAndre Jordan debacle saga, it feels like they actually rebounded okay, and they have some interesting things. But no, I think we can agree they're going to be worse.
Here's my Skip Bayless hot take of the day. Missing out on DeAndre Jordan long-term is a good thing for the Dallas Mavericks franchise.
I think you can base it on they whiffed on Dwight Howard. I think it actually probably worked out.
Right. Yeah.
They whiffed on Darren Williams, and that worked out, but now they got him back for nothing.
The things they have tried to do would have been disastrous. They're probably better off becoming a terrible team and rebuilding through the draft.
But the only problem is that you can't be terrible for poor Dirk. You know,
to hell with Dirk Nowitzki.
I don't know.
Oh, you shut your mouth.
How many times can he hit that shot right in our faces for you to hate him?
I love him.
I have a weird like bully from the schoolyard thing about the Mavericks from 2011, and I always am going to think they're better than they are because I one time
you've got some Stockholm syndrome for Dirk.
Yeah. That's it. One time I thought they weren't that good and they beat us.
Right.
So yeah, I'm always
whoop that trick.
So, yeah, we agree. I think most people, you're not going to find anyone who thinks they're better this year. All right, so let's move on to the Houston Rockets. Last year, 56-26, won the very difficult Southwest Division conference finalists. 56-26, are they better?
Can I get all gambly for a second?
Yeah.
The best long shot pick for the NBA champions. This comes from my neighbor. 20-1, Houston Rockets.
Not bad.
Not bad. If you're going to throw $100 on something, that's the best one.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like they now have essentially, they gave up the free-swinging Josh Smith, and they picked up Mytai Lawson and his hookah. So
I haven't heard that nickname yet. That's flawless.
if Ty Lawson can do his thing, he's great. And it seems like that could be, you know, like they could be world beaters. It could be a buzzsaw.
The Rockets will continue to be, and he fits in so perfectly because he's another guy who just will join in the parade to the free throw line.
Right. So,
the Rockets are going to be great.
What do you think Sam Decker is going to be like?
White.
And all that entails, Chuck.
Wow.
No, Sam Decker was a guy who had a good tournament, and
now he's going
to
be.
Yeah, no, it was a draft.
Yeah, because you know I don't pay attention to college.
Well, you're smart, and I'm stupid.
So, do we think? So, I'm going to say that the Rockets are going to be better. Whether or not that means they make it farther, I don't think they're going to come out of the West.
No.
So, I think the roster is better.
Well, with Patrick Beverley coming back, I think that's.
And honestly, if Monta Ellis and Terrence Jones can stay healthy, this is. And honestly, the Western Conference is better, is keeping pace, honestly.
And they did better than that, you know?
Okay, yeah. And they.
I think you can see it.
If Ty Lawson, although he has all the red flags.
But talk about buying low on a player.
Also, yeah. They bought low perfectly.
Yeah.
and they resigned the guys they needed to resign. They let the guys who didn't really matter go.
They still have KJ McDaniels.
KJ McDaniels is dunking all over people.
preseason legend KJ McDaniels.
Preseason dunks are awesome. All right, let's move on. So sorry, what are we all saying? We think they're better.
I think they're going to be slightly better.
Okay, I'm on the slightly better.
But they were good last year.
But they were great last year.
It's a better roster. I don't know if it means they'll win more games. Okay. But they're going to be a good team.
Mm-hmm. The Memphis Grizzlies, who is, dear listener, my favorite team, John's favorite team. I will step up and say I think they are better, assuming Matt Barnes isn't suspended more than 20 games, 15, 10 games. I don't know. I personally love
Brandon Wright.
And I know in a vacuum, Kufus is likely the better player. I feel like for the Grizzlies, Brandon Wright is better because Brandon Wright can slide.
And he's younger.
Yeah, he's younger. He's faster. I've been asking forever.
If we could ever throw an alley-oop, he can also do those.
Right. Grizzlies is the worst alley-oop throwing team, worst lob throwing team.
Ever.
Just having a fast guy who, and also he fits amazing in my mind next to Marc Gasol. Because Marc Gasol plays high post perfectly. And that was the thing where Kufus and Mark were effective together, but not optimal. Like Kufus couldn't catch lobs,
Kufus has stone hands. He was part of the Ed Davis stone hand legacy.
Right.
So maybe we'll have someone with soft hands who can throw down an oop or two.
So it's a marginal thing. I think having a marginal role, we haven't said that this episode. I think it's great.
I'm going to go parquet.
You're going to go worse.
I don't think they did enough to offset the imminent decline of an aging franchise.
Yeah. That's my, there's just no youth real rejuvenation.
There certainly
injection
isn't.
There.
Yeah.
You can say rejuvenation. I won't be offended.
But yeah, they just, I think Gasol is going to reach, you know, Super Saiyan this year. He's going to turn into like a majestic, beautiful basketball god where this is his peak.
As much as I want to agree, what actually will happen is he's going to get hurt again.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's a little heavier because he got paid.
Yeah. He's going to get hurt again. Zebo is about at the end of his usefulness. I'm curious to see how Conley responds to his wearing the Phantom of the Opera mask 24/7. I think the Grizzlies are not going to be as good this year.
I almost made a joke from the musical, but then I was worried no one would get
Christine!
It.
Oh my goodness. I have to leave now.
I think as a Grizzlies fan, my optimistic take, I don't believe in Vince Carter. Vince Carter's not a thing. I do hope that Russ Smith... I've got the summer league bug where I'm now like, oh, he can be better than Bano.
This is an amazing flip-flop.
It is a flip-flop for me. I always claimed he's just an undersized. I've never seen anything.
Right.
But I feel like if you run a second unit with, even if it's Bano, if you run a second unit with Bano and then you have like Tony Allen, Matt Barnes, Jeff Green, Brandon Wright, or switch those front court with like Brandon Wright, leave Marc Gasol in. I love that length. I love that speed. I think it gives him something. Last year, it was like a John Lord coming in. Or it was, you know, Kufus, who is good, but isn't really, can't move around. So I think they're going to be slightly better or the same. I mean, if they're going to keep punching around 55 wins and making some noise.
To close.
Yeah.
I'm glad that if you're going to get rid of one part of a babushka nesting doll in Costa Kufus, get rid of the other.
That's two. True. You make a
so
very
good
point.
They got rid of both.
They got rid of our favorite.
Greek balding players.
Favorite babushkas.
Ta-ta, Nick Calathes. You horrible shooting monster.
And same with the Hawks, who unloaded Austin Day, John Jenkins.
That's what you do.
You can't hang on to either a pair.
John Jenkins probably going to score about 3 points a game for the Mavs this year.
That's if you're in one of those 32-team fantasy leagues.
Pick up John Jenkins. Three-pointers.
All right, let's move on to the New Orleans Pelicans. Got a new coach. Are they butter worse?
They are butter because of the new coach.
This is the same roster that went 45-37.
The upgrade
but just
between
getting...
sartorial resplendent Monty to Alvin Gentry is about as big an upgrade as you can get.
I feel like you've said it.
Yeah.
I mean that's
the free agent acquisition.
That's my take. They're still the same. If Drew Holiday, he's already going to start the year on a minutes restrictions. Now Ajinsa is already down with a hamstring or something. And the ASIC, I don't know. That is the only terrible offseason signing in my book.
Are you ready to watch ASIC try to run in Gentry's system? Because it's going to be hysterical.
So I think
Kasich and Luke Babbitt sprinting.
As long as Antonio Davis continues his
Davis.
I'm sorry. As long as former Pacer and Raptor.
As long as Dale Davis.
As Dale Davis running Bash Brother.
As long as Anthony Mason stays healthy, I'm pretty sure.
Charles Oakley is
rest in peace.
Oh, pour out a little liquor.
Thank you. Did we mention it's a morning show? We're recording in the morning.
No. And two of us are drunk.
Right. As long as Anthony Davis continues.
Apparently Keith is the one who's really.
I'm a father. So he's still a baby.
There's no sleep in his life.
Yeah. As long as he still continues the ascent, which we assume is going to keep. I think they will be better.
It's where the ceiling is. For
whether they can win a playoff game, hopefully, I don't think anyone's picking them to advance. But.
I mean, yeah, they didn't make any splashy acquisitions, but I think the new coach is a huge deal. I'm a little concerned that the blight that is Kendrick Perkins will ruin everything.
Yeah,
it's a strange that pickup coming on the heels of them spending all that money on. Asik and Agenta, hilarious. Especially yep. Like Alvin Gentry. Who do you need another center? You need another non-offensive player?
I hate to do this, but in hockey, sometimes you just pick up a guy for fighting purposes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Perhaps Kendrick Perkins is their fighter. He's their goon.
Could be.
Or they brought him in to like groom Davis to be a thug.
To be a pharaoh.
Have you seen?
he's getting jumped into the Pyrus or something.
Have you guys seen the press photo of Kendrick Perkins this season? He's smiling, unrecognizable. It's like going back and looking at James Harden sans beard.
It is.
It is the most hilarious, unrecognizable.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, all you guys, I know is a podcast. You guys need to Google.
He smiles, he turns into Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
It's really odd.
I think it's the wrong picture. I think that is Serge Ibaka.
All right, let's go to the San Antonio Spurs. Last year.
Jesus Christ.
55-27. John? Butter?
Butter. As butter as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
To say that they aced free agency is a disservice to the ace of spades.
Yeah. They were really good last year and just added LaMarcus Aldridge without losing anyone of importance. They replaced Thiago Splitter.
I believe you've now offended Thiago Splitter.
I think you mean Aaron Baines.
and Aaron Baines.
So they've upgraded. They've got David West on the super duper cheap, which is going to help keep Duncan fresh. All those bank shots are going to be going in because his legs are going to be underneath him. He's probably going to play anywhere between 15 to 20 minutes a game, I would assume. And just by the playoffs, have those minutes increase and be a monster because he can still do it.
It's not fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad you guys are both on the butter wagon because is that a proper terminology?
Butter wagon? I think you could make one like out of butter. You
yeah. Like, see, I felt like
I'm sure Cracker Barrel sells that.
I feel like I've seen a lot of backlash to the Spurs coming from basketball writers, and I actually didn't like it because I felt like I wanted to be the contrarian,
right?
Going against what the Spurs have done. But since you guys both went butter, I'll go parquet.
Really?
You out your goddamn mind.
Or they're still gonna be great. And this also might just be, I'm not saying they're, and they might be just the same.
Here comes the caveat, Chuck. Mm-hmm.
I feel like losing Splitter, losing Baines actually is a thing. Rebounds, hustle, minutes. Then you had the wing guys, the Bellinelli, the
Joseph.
David
West is like rebounds and hustle embodied.
David West, I don't know if you've seen him play recently. This ain't your...
But we're not talking a high minute, David.
I'm talking, he's just a backup.
Right.
He's a good player. He's fine. I don't feel like he moves the needle that much.
You know what?
LaMarcus Aldridge, I think we're going to have the superstar on new team, Kevin Love, growing pains type
sure.
thing.
Yeah. But does it make the team better? Does it make them better, a more of a championship caliber team?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And wait, I'm now reaching in my pocket, mm-hmm. and I'm pulling out, we might call this the Trump card in my argument.
Uh-oh.
Make America great.
Tony Parker, my friends.
He's old.
Tony Parker was the reason, outside of the Clippers playing well, probably the reason they lost that first round series to the Clippers. And then, again,
And Corey Joseph is gone.
And Corey Joseph is gone.
I will counter with Patty Mills.
Patty Mills might step up. Also, maybe summer league darling Kyle Anderson can fill in. But also, Tony Parker
and
in the summer,
Ray McCallum
looked grotesque.
Yes,
at Eurobasket, like he looks like if he is not Tony Parker of that we're used to. No, I don't think they've have what it takes to.
How does Tony Parker get away with being a degenerate for all these years and nobody calls him out on
it? It's that accent.
Is it that accent?
It's that San Antonio Spurs white, you know, like robe of white you're going to wear. That
he is a degenerate. We're
just going after people today.
He doesn't take care of himself in the offseason. He had one of the hottest wives in the world and cheated on her. Didn't he sleep with somebody else's wife? He slept with Brent Barry's wife.
You're looking at me. This is not my category. That's Chuck's
category.
He
slept with Brent Barry's wife.
I do remember that.
Brent Barry seems really nice on the starters.
Seems one of the nicest guys.
Tony Parker, you're a degenerate.
Hey.
All right, so we
judge freedom fries.
Here's the thing that I think we'll all agree will happen. We will all be super angry that Jimmer Fredette is making shots. That's the only thing.
That's the Tony Parker replacement.
Right. Jimmer Fredette. And I did blow past the Ray McCollum. I feel like he could be a guy where we're all like, man, the Spurs got him for nothing.
Rasul right. Butler can give you thing. A little bit of
it. Oh, Rasul trying to make that roster.
Yeah, I think if you can get him on the team.
I'm excited about Boban Marjanovic.
Who looks like a bodega owner.
If bodega owners were 7'3" or whatever he is, he's a giant.
In
all
right, face.
Let's move on to the Northwest Division. The Denver Nuggets. They were 30-52. I can't believe they're not butter.
Mm-mm.
Parquet.
Worse than 30-52. Okay.
Yeah, I think
they brought the band back.
They sure did.
That band is trash.
That band is that's like a Styx reunion.
I do like Moutier.
Everyone's fired about Moutier.
That's going to be good, but this is a project team.
They don't want to be better.
This is the Pelicans' argument, though, for me.
Okay, yeah. No, I agree.
You know, Brian Shaw was a nightmare with that team. He couldn't. And also, they addition by subtraction.
Right.
You know, Ty Lawson was not helping anything in that. And they had some injury problems.
Man, Ty Lawson was their best player.
When he played, he was right. In and out, and again, I don't know if that had any effect on chemistry. I feel like this team they got Mike Malone, who we think is a good coach. We don't actually know, but it seems like he is.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's it's a valid opinion.
To be the best Kings coach, that's like being the best smelling turd in the toilet. That's nothing.
Vivid analogy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Evocative.
Yeah.
Smell-o-vision.
I think Moutier could be really good. I think they have that built-in advantage of the altitude.
Sure.
I guess maybe that doesn't count for arguing that they're better. But
when you sign fat Jameer Nelson and fat Daryl Arthur.
If Nurkic can heal up and come back, I'm also a big fan of Jokic. Mm. Jokic, Nurkic.
What about
Laverne Pekarov? Oh, yeah. Not familiar with his work.
Oletsky Pekarov.
Yeah.
I love the name.
So I think they actually can be better, even though this is one of the teams that could easily be in the basement of the West.
Pekarov.
I don't think they want to win, and I don't think they will.
Could be valid. But you gotta build a winning tradition.
That's not going to happen there, because they're all smoking tons of Doja, because they got that dank butt.
So you're worse?
Yeah, dude.
I like this. I like that the West were a little more split. We're getting more 2-1s. We were pretty universal in the East. Moving on, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah. Butter.
Yeah, there's no, I think this is the fastest one. You return an MVP, Kevin Durant's going to be motivated and hungry. They're going to be a nightmare, one or two in the West, I think.
So they're...
You're missing the bigger picture. Scottie Brooks is gone.
Oh, that's the other thing, too. Oh, I read a stat yesterday, and I'm not going to give you specifics, but they had a...
Please don't.
Patented Chuck breakdown analysis. I read a stat. I'm not going to give you specifics.
But Mike Greenberg over here.
Yeah, basically, they had 34 assists in their last game, and last season, assist total high was 31.
Oh, you mean preseason?
Preseason.
Though. I'm pretty sure Scott Skiles had more assists than that in one game. So,
right.
Guys, we all as a podcast did not think Scottie Brooks was doing a good job.
Just because you wear glasses doesn't make you smart.
Right. However, Billy Donovan, college guy, never done it before. Not really known as he wasn't taking a small school He's from Brad Stevens. He was from a giant university spending tons of money on basketball.
He has the recruiting players. He has the Rick Pitino pedigree, though, and we all know what Rick Pitino did in the pros.
But if Durant is back and plays, obviously, butter. Are they butter than 2 years ago Thunder?
No.
They're not.
So that's the question. So this is not a new magical team.
Yeah, are they? I don't know, man. I think that guy is going to. Durant's going to be so passionate.
Hungry? You
know, hungry, and he's going to want.
Don't use that term. I'm going to bleep that out.
Yeah, it's so gross. I'm sorry. But yeah, I think that motivation is a large factor when it comes to performance, and I don't think there's a more motivated player this year than
contract Durant. Year Durant might be a thing. That's, boys and girls,
you know, he's going to destroy. This is peak Durant.
Yeah, right,
he might average 30 a game
if he stays healthy, because he could be one of those guys that once he starts getting hurt, he's
those
always
foot
hurt.
Things those foot yeah. things hate it. All right, so they're gonna be better, just assuming Durant plays. Minnesota Timberwolves, they won 16. How do they only win 16 games?
Butter, because they only won 16 games.
Right. I think the story with them right now, they have all those young guys and all those old guys.
They're very fun.
They have three player coaches. I feel like, if you're an NBA League Pass addict, they're a team you're like, oh, I kind of want to watch them play, which will feel that way for like, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Until you're like, oh, this is not pleasant at all in the eyes.
For the record, like, they're only butter because of how poor they were. When your big splashes are Gary Neal and stuff like that, I mean, they didn't have a good offseason.
Earthworm Jim?
Yeah. Earthworm Jim is a terrible player.
I think...
That's Tayshaun Prince for
they,
the new
They
listener.
Hired... I mean, they acquired one, at least one too many player coaches in my mind. Like, I like Andre Miller, but you don't need him and Tayshaun and Kevin Garnett.
And Kevin.
The biggest story, and this is just the new thing, is that Sam Mitchell... get better flip. Sam Mitchell... named Zach LaVine the starter, opening day starter.
You have to.
Why in the world would you?
Over Kmart?
If I'm a...
He needs the time. He needs the time on the floor.
I would cut bait. That's me.
LaVine. But you're like a LaVine truther. Like, you think he... You think he planned 9/11. Like, you hate Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine melts steel.
Zach LaVine and Adrian Payne. I know they used assets to acquire Payne and they drafted LaVine. But, like, you already have a bunch of young guys. Like, Shabazz Muhammad is a young player. Mm-hmm. I feel like he seems to have much more grasp on basketball as a sport.
Not on the physicality that Zach LaVine...
Well, no, but he can't jump, but I don't...
And Zach LaVine's like, what is he? Is he even 20 yet?
Yeah, he might still be 20. Yeah.
I mean...
So you're looking at, you know, a developmental project. They believe in his, you know... The kid seems like a...
You also have Bielitsa, who is...
Is that how you say that?
Incredible. Yeah.
I've been looking at it for 5 months, and I have no... I was ready to go
with Bajelica.
Bajelica.
It's B-Elite.
Bielitsa.
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 That's my understanding.
Ugh.
Of course, we don't have vocal coaches or anyone who helps us do this. But
you have
Karl Anthony Towns.
Right.
Like, you're starting Garnett. You still have like this whole big front court rotation. In my mind, it's like you could. Kevin Martin seems like a good option for this otherwise offensively challenged, shooting challenged team.
Mm-hmm.
Even I don't know. It just seems weird.
I think you bring a guy like that off the bench and it doesn't bother him because I think what they've done effectively is instill this mentor, trainee kind of environment there, and they understand what the long-term goal of the franchise is. And Kevin Garnett's bought into that and wants
to... Kevin Garnett wants to make the playoffs.
Yeah, this is
Kevin Garnett is a stupid person.
That's fine, too.
We're going to have to see these people one day, John. We did win awards. They're going to find us.
Yeah, all right.
I know you want to move on desperately, but last week we had... the Hawks had Pero Antich renounce his contract.
Right.
I found something more funny than renouncing a contract. Underneath the acquisitions thing for the Timberwolves, Robbie Hummel, qualifying offer withdrawn.
Right. the people they lost are nothing.
No, yeah.
And I just feel like, I don't know, it seems like if Wiggins, who isn't a great shooter, like Wiggins of the three, I was getting excited about this, you know, the potential rotations. And of course, in my rotations, LaVine and Adrian Payne don't play at all. But that's just... I have to find some hardcore Timberwolves fans. Right. All right. The Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, my God.
Let's not spend any time. They won 51 games last year. They, if they want, could probably have a top three pick.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on them either. It's clear that they got worse. But I will say their GM deserves some plaudits because some applause because they did the best they could.
I agree with that. I'm actually feel like they have guys that I enjoy watching play and that try hard. And I'm curious what they actually can pull off, even though that they're going to be.
That is one of the stealthiest quick rebuilds I've ever seen.
They could work out for them. All right, the Utah, and Chuck nods along that yes, they're worse. There's no one talk.
They're just better.
The Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz last year were one of the. They were 38-44 record wise. They probably finished the year as maybe like the 10th best team or something. Like
they
were really good down the stretch.
They found their identity
right
about halfway through the season, and that's why I think they are going to be butter.
The Gobert,
even though exactly
Stifle Tower.
I don't think it has anything to do with any acquisitions they made, but I think it, you know, they've.
That's good because I don't think they'd made any.
They got another mango season under their belt.
Jeff Withey.
I think their question is, you know, Dante Exum, short term going out, shocking.
Dante Exum is my Zach LaVine.
Right.
Dante Exum sucks.
So short term, as painful as it is, I mean, as a franchise, it hurts that you're losing the development of this guy you spent a high draft pick on.
Right.
Short term, he's bad.
Yeah.
So it's like, and we're not sure he ever was going to be good.
He doesn't even have like the random 27 point, like, you know, Zach LaVine had like some big games.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Dante Exum had none of that.
Flashes.
Like people are like, well, he seems to be good on defense.
I do like, so the problem is point guard.
Tony Delk talk, damn it.
So point guard, it's like they've actually been doing some Alec Burks, like at the point.
Alec Burks sucks.
I'm curious.
He had a good game yesterday.
Well,
in preseason,
sure, preseason, but
he's
Trey Burks.
He's the question. Yeah, Trey Burks is terrible. If Alec Burks can play, because their front court is I don't know what impeccable,
huge and wonderful.
Like Gobert, Favors, and Hayward. Yeah. It's glorious.
They're like when we talked about the Bucks. It's not that. Sure, they can't score, but you can't score on them.
Right.
So that makes them a good team.
2014-15 Bucks. You mean?
Right.
Here's the thing. Quinn Snyder's murder face is worth six games.
That is true.
So I'm giving him butter for sure.
Yeah, butter. All right. Let's move on to the Pacific Division.
You got
Golden State Warriors won 67 games. They were hot all season, never quit, won the finals. Are they butter?
So you do the whole historical thing, right, of like championship teams coming back for the second, you know, there's two trajectories. They either they've been steeled by that run the year before, or they kind of fall apart, or the, you know, free agency kind of picks at them. I don't think you're going to have anything other than a much more hungry team.
Oh, okay. So you're going the hunger route.
Yeah, I think they're going to be much.
Going back to that hunger well, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm starving.
I know.
Right now, all I have is some
just dreaming of McDonald's.
They didn't get worse.
The only significant roster move is trading, you know, swapping out David Lee for Jason Thompson, which I think is sneaky good.
Right.
I think they're going to be exactly the same.
Right.
I don't think we're going to. Maybe they don't win as many games.
Sure.
I think, yeah.
But
if they win as many games, that's a huge story. Like, if they win 67 2 years in a row, that's great.
But let's get real.
Nat West.
Luke Walton has a tattoo of the Grateful Dead Bears playing basketball.
Head coach.
And he's their head coach.
Right.
So I'm going to go parquet on that and that alone.
That's where I'm. I feel like the roster is the same, but as we said, with the Rockets getting better, just meant they were keeping pace.
Right.
So I still think the Warriors are on the top, but I think the gap is closed. They're probably the same. So I guess I'll go parquet. And also Steve Kerr, we don't know when he's coming back to coach. So I don't know how that'll affect him. The Los Angeles Clippers, 56-26 last year.
If the Spurs didn't exist, this would be the most butter of all.
Yeah. They got out-buttered by Pop.
I think just starting when they signed Cole Aldridge, I'm not making a joke, I was like,
that's an improvement.
They're getting better. Yeah. Like, they actually signed a, you know, reasonably competent defensive backup center.
And
like,
then they haven't
had one of these in forever.
And then they out-Aldriched Cole Aldrich with Chuck Hayes. I mean.
It is
This team got scrappier.
They got a bench.
Prigioni. Yeah,
exactly.
I like Prigioni.
They got a bench.
Last year, it was
inbounds steel wizard.
Hedo Turkoglu and Glenn Davis.
The question is, what kind of Josh Smith are you getting? Are you getting Houston's Josh Smith?
Who gives a damn?
Yeah.
They can.
That might be true.
He can be terrible, and they got significantly
better. It would be fun to watch that lineup with like a small ball lineup with them and Josh at the four and maybe.
Oh, they're doing it. And Josh is playing. They said
Paul Pierce is going to play a bunch of
they
four.
They said that Jason Smith is going to be their center.
Really?
Like Cole Aldridge will be like Grizzlies games only. Mm. You know, like just going to play center. It is
going to
be.
They are going to be awesome.
I think they're going to be awesome. However,
bet. With Vegas.
The big question is, in 5 years, are we going to laugh that we ever thought Lance Stephenson was a good basketball player?
Absolutely we are.
Because I think the one problem they can have is locker room. If Doc Rivers sees that Lance Stephenson is literally useless.
Yeah. Don't act like Ubuntu isn't real.
So yeah, if he has trouble with the Ubuntu and if he benches Stephenson and Stephenson's cool with it, because I'm not totally sure Josh Smith and Lance Stephenson can play at the same time.
I besmirch Lance Stephenson, but here's the reason I think he's going to be good. It's Chris Paul.
Okay.
I think with the right facilitator, Lance Stephenson can still be a worthwhile player.
Yeah.
Also, that time he blew in the LeBron's ear was awesome.
I agree with you on the basketball standpoint, but Chris Paul's a dickhead to play with. And if you're not a cerebral player, or you make right. those bonehead moves that Stevenson will inevitably make, Chris Paul's going to destroy him.
DeAndre came back.
We also have to say
he was hypnotized.
I also need to point out this actually could have been my steak and eggs best thing in the very first preseason game of the NBA calendar, where Austin Rivers was on a fast break out of 2-on-1 and he didn't pass it to Lance Stephenson. Mm-hmm. Very clearly, the TV mics picked up Lance Stephenson yelling, "Austin, never pass." That's great. Oh, coach's son yelling at him.
Don't need to.
Okay. The Los Angeles Lakers were 21-61. As badly as I want to say they're worse, I guess they have to be better.
No, they are worse. You are completely wrong. A meta world peace, my friend. Brandon Bass.
Brandon Bass might be hurt. He's a competent
Roy
NBA player.
Hibbert.
When Roy Hibbert dunks, he looks like a NBA Live animation from like 10 years ago.
He's just there.
It's like the awkward step.
How many games, what happens first? Kobe blows his Achilles again or Kobe punches Lou Williams in the balls?
I think Lou Williams is an easygoing guy.
Well, he must
be. Easy like Sunday morning.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think to say they're worse.
Are you confusing him with his girlfriends?
Nick Young is terrible.
Sure.
Swaggy P.
I saw a stat, it doesn't matter. He's lost 67% of his games or something like that. 60-something% of his games in the NBA he's lost. So this is not a thing that's going to end up well. Laker fans, all my homies out there who love the Lakers, sorry, it's going to be parquet.
I mean, I think
this is hard to believe, but this team got significantly worse.
And Kobe's
you
still
guys,
the
you guys
maniac.
Aren't buying into any D'Angelo Russell being helping.
Absolutely.
If
Kobe's terrible.
Julius Randle.
He's the 93rd best player in the NBA, according to ESPN. Mm-hmm.
It's assuming his bones and joints and ligaments aren't just starting to pop randomly.
Guys, their best players from last year are gone.
Yeah.
Producer Keith is trying to remind you guys that LA is a huge market.
Oh.
We just went ham on the Clippers.
Yeah, we went in. No, the Lakers are awful, and I want them to be good, but they need to suffer
because they're kind of good players. Like, all their, like, sneaky good guys like Lynn, Ned Davis, Jordan Hill. Those guys are gone.
They're not there.
Yeah. And they're replaced with
Wesley
the
Johnson.
Likes of, you know, Boston Celtics drippings, mm-hmm. like Brandon Bass.
Ryan Kelly and Robert Sarka. Mm-hmm. Sacre is still there.
Sacre Blue.
I like Sarka.
Sarka. All right. So I think they're going to be better, but don't confuse what my words were saying.
You're just counting
on Kobe being back and then winning a few more games.
Yeah.
But that's a franchise in free fall.
Let's leave them be. The Phoenix Suns, which I think intriguing, confusing, enigmatic. They won 39 games last year. If they had just won half of their buzzer beaters, they would have won, I think, 50.
Very true.
My math is off. 39 and 43 last year. They're a confusing team. They have Markieff Morris.
Do they?
Concerns, problems. I am going, just because I like the Suns, because honestly, when these questions come down and I don't know where to go, I'm going to err on the side of the team I kind of enjoy. I think they're better because...
Just Tyson Chandler, is that it?
Well, just because I think Brandon Knight never assimilated into the team. Like, he played a little bit, it was awkward, then he got hurt. I think the whole maybe going through a training camp, figuring out, in my mind, Brandon Knight and Eric Bledsoe seems like they could be a really good backcourt. And then, yes, they have Tyson Chandler to hold on the middle. Maybe TJ Warren will give you something. And this is all based on if Markieff Morris has a, you know, a kumbaya moment where they all make up. But they're not going to be good.
They traded Tomac, so Zamot is probably going to be worthless.
Right.
I actually think, like, Gerald Green and Brandon Wright, being gone is bad for them.
I don't think Gerald Green had... I feel like last year he was such a... didn't add that much.
I actually thought he was... he didn't show up as much on the stat sheet, but I thought he, like... how they used him was really smart.
Sure.
And he would have those rando, you know, explosion games for, you know, 20-something.
I think... I completely disagree with Keith. I think they'll be... I actually think this is a team that the trajectory is headed downwards. Their front office is markedly stupid. I don't know how they traded themselves into what they traded themselves into.
They make confusing moves, and with it seems like they have no real purpose. They have no real direction of what they're doing.
I think Hornacek has slowly revealed himself to be a dumbass.
So that's so funny. Is this the rubber match?
Right. Yeah.
He was like, oh great, coach of the year. Oh, totally, what is he doing? This is a nightmare. And so now we have year three.
Well, it's kind of like when you like. It's like the league got tape on them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
The film's out there, and people know how to beat them. Because, I don't think the Suns are a thing anymore.
I don't think
they'll be a playoff team.
I like Teletovich at the three.
I love that acquisition. So I wanted him on the Grizzlies badly.
Again, it's all if Markieff Morris plays. Because if Markieff Morris doesn't play, suddenly John the Badger is in your rotation of like, oh, you need him to play.
That's a problem.
Maybe the Archie Goodwin Booker, who are like the same player. That they drafted 2 years in a row?
I don't know. Well, neither.
I'm just being optimistic, I think. But
I'm excited. I'm as excited about TJ Warren as you are.
I'm curious. Yeah, the throwback, the '80s player. I'm just curious. Is all I am. Like I want to see what they're going to be.
Devin Booker worth anything?
No.
Summer League. I thought he was awesome.
No.
And again, that's the first I saw him. He's the youngest player in the NBA. How there? There's a factoid for you. All right. Let's our final team.
Compelling and rich.
Our final team, the never-ending circus that is the Sacramento Kings. They won 29 games last year. Boogie still never won 30 games.
Stauskas?
Stauskas.
Stauskas is...
He's gone.
In the rear view. Saul Castilla in the rear view. Yeah. 29 games. I don't know what to say. Look, 29 games again?
I think we're parquet again.
Okay.
But underrated signee, Marshall Henderson, one of the craziest people in the world.
College basketball and Southeastern basketball fans.
Yeah.
See, that's one reason I know who he is. It's just
he was there.
Geography.
Everybody check him out. Complete madman. Him and Boogie, that's something else.
I think, honestly, actually, I think I'm going to change. Are you going worse, Chuck? How you feel?
Oh, yeah. Rondo's going to come in there. He's going to... play Connect Four by himself in the corner, alienate everyone.
Him and Boogie they'll play together. They're friends.
Yeah.
Got that Wildcat background.
I guess. I don't know.
They may win more games, but this George Karl Boogie thing is very bizarre.
I'm kind of, I guess my opinion will be, I'm kind of giving George Karl some credit.
He's a good coach.
He has a great track record. He normally wins a bunch of games. So if he can make the roster work, they signed outside of their trades to open up cap space, which were crazy.
Awful.
The actual people they signed for the amounts they signed, I kind of liked them all. I was kind of like, hey, I like Bellinelli. Like, I like Kufus. Like, it might work, but
Vlade Divac is you know, sitting in a smoky office, twiddling his thumbs with no real connection to what basketball is anymore.
Playing Tiesto.
I actually wonder if Peja Stojakovic has watched the NBA in a decade. I feel like there's a good chance he's just living his life.
Yeah, I mean,
having a great time.
When I look at the moves they've made and the coach they have, signs point to them being better. But when you think about like the culture they've created with Vlade and Peja, Vivek, it seems pretty dark.
It does seem like they are just. Again, they've been a circus punching bag.
You saw the body language at Summer League.
It was funny, and they're all sitting together.
You know,
the hugs.
Telling you,
the long stares, the ignored walk bys, the handshakes.
It doesn't look right.
Yeah, am I acting normal? I've extended my hand. Act normal. Shake his hand.
I gotta go parquet on that one.
Yeah, it's just a mess, and they're just Boogie's. I think. On a like timer before he figures out that this is the worst place for his career.
He's a head case. I mean, obviously it's just, I don't know, redundant to say it. I feel like it needs to be repeated. Like every time I feel like we make excuses for Boogie, but he's going to do things where he doesn't play. He doesn't try. Right. He's going to get thrown out of games.
But it's hard when you have that sort of personality and that kind of player. It needs to be in a place with structure and rules and kind of like, that
you're probably
an
right
idea
that culture seems probably the worst
it's
for
the
him.
Worst form
that's
so
what
he's
I'm
gonna get disgruntled and it's a matter of time before he becomes a problem child, but in reality his management's terrible.
Correct. And he's also insane.
All right, so that wraps us up. We went a little long, but it's the Western Conference. These are where the teams are.
I've gone from drunk to hungover.
Yeah, since we started recording.
Well
so
done.
Thank you for listening. If you want to support us, the ways you can do that, follow us on Twitter at FastBreakBreak. You can buy one of our Phil Jackson Goink shirts at FastBreakBreakfast.BigCartel.com. Rate us, review us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. If you give us a 5-star review.
Five stars, please.
That will really help us out. Maybe we'll keep winning awards if people keep doing that. But anyway, thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. You guys have a good day. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.
Sounds good.